My dear friends in Christ, I'm sure many, though perhaps not all of you, love a good thunderstorm. And this was something as a child that I looked forward to quite a lot growing up in the plains of Colorado, because it wasn't often that we got thunderstorms. So it was a very exciting thing. And there's something very moving or literally shaking when there's a lightning flash and then a thunder clasp that shakes the ground. And there's an interesting simile here, because we know that our Lord is the light of the world. And we could look a little bit into it. And if our Lord is the lightning, we may consider the thunder the work of the apostles. Our Lord's message, His gospel, came as lightning to shake and to change and to illuminate the world. And the thunder is just an effect of the lightning. And the gospel was preached by the apostles. It resounded around the world as an effect of the coming of Christ and His gospel. But this came to mind today because of the feast we celebrate. St. James, along with his brother St. John, were at one place in the gospel called by our Lord sons of thunder. And this is quite an impressive or perhaps an imposing title given by our Lord. But it's one that ought to be an inspiration to us for one simple reason, and that is because these two brothers, despite their faults, their weak human nature, they were not tepid. They were on fire for the love of their Lord and their Master. At another place, our Lord had to temper their zeal. They were not seeing success in a certain town, and they asked our Lord, should we call down fire from heaven upon these people? And our Lord had to slow down a little. We need patience. We need charity. These sons of thunder were ready to move and to shake. But this is something that we ought to, again, see as an inspiration and look into our own spiritual life and see if we need ourselves to move and to shake a little bit more. And I think that perhaps in varying degrees, we can always say that this is true, that we can accuse ourselves of laziness and tepidity in some way. How do we need to be more zealous, more on fire with the love of our faith, with the love of our Master? And this is at the core of our spiritual problems, really. We need to be very aware of the fact that perhaps we are not made to be apostles like St. James and St. John. Maybe we don't have the temperament of sons of thunder. God has not called us to be apostles and to convert the world in the same manner as did St. James and St. John. But He did call us to be zealous, to be apostles in our own right, to preach the gospel by our example, to not give in to this human inclination toward laziness and tepidity. So this is something that we ought to take from the example of St. James. But a little bit more about this great saint. He was, as mentioned, the brother of St. John the Beloved, and also a cousin to our Lord. And he was rather privileged, even as an apostle, because we know that he was taken by our Lord with St. John and St. Peter to see his glorious transformation, the transfiguration, where he spoke with Moses and Elias in a glorified state. He was also one of the three taken to the Garden of Gethsemane to be with our Lord in that intimate moment, to be with him in his suffering. And after our Lord's resurrection and ascension, we do know a little bit about St. James and his missions. He was guided by the Holy Ghost to evangelize what is now Spain. And there's a very interesting event in the life of St. James. It was about the year 40 AD when he had been working for some years in Spain. And he was seeing very little success. He was only met by discouragement and coldness. And he was himself becoming very downtrodden, very discouraged at the lack of success. And he was given quite the grace, and that was the occasion of the first apparition of our Blessed Mother. And very interestingly, this was while our Blessed Mother was still on earth before her assumption into heaven. But she came to St. James in Spain to encourage him, to tell him that your labors have not been in vain. And she gave to him a statue of herself holding her son placed upon a pillar. And this is where we receive, and there is in fact a feast on October the 12th, Our Lady of the Pillar. It's been a feast of the church for many, many, many centuries. But this first apparition to St. James of our Blessed Mother. And this is another inspiration for us, because it ought to teach us, even the great apostle, St. James, did not see success at every turn. God, as it were, almost withheld the fruits of his labors, no doubt to teach him something. But so in our own lives, though we don't see success, perhaps we don't see the fruits, this is no cause for discouragement. Perhaps we need to just continue battling. We need to continue our efforts. And if we can say in our hearts that we are still trying, we can be absolutely confident that Almighty God is pleased with us. We can be assured, too, in this difficult time, St. James wished he could see our Blessed Mother. We know that after the ascension of our Lord into heaven, she was the strength of the apostles. They would fly to her, seek her presence to find that comfort, that strength that they needed to continue their missions. No doubt he was dejected that he was so far from her presence. And so for us, when we are feeling dejected, we should wish for her to be near. We should yearn for her presence. And we should be inspired by the story of St. James that she will be there. She will come to our assistance. So my dear friends in Christ, there are many more examples we could call upon in the life of St. James. We could find lessons from these, but these very simple ones, I think, ought to have a lasting impact on our spiritual life. First of all, we should fly from even the thought of tepidity. We know our Lord's thought on this matter. Be thou either hot or cold, I will begin to vomit the lukewarm out of my mouth. Our Lord has a disgust for the tepid. So we should fly from this. We should do everything in our power to set a fire under us, to be zealous, as was St. James. We ought to remember that discouragement is really only a tool of the devil. It's something to keep us down, to keep us inactive. There's no place for it in our life. We ought to fly from this as we fly from any temptation. And where do we go when we are tempted but to our Blessed Mother, who will be there for us? And just as a bit of a side note, both of these places in Spain have been some of the greatest places of pilgrimage in the Catholic Church. Santiago de Compostela in Spain, the tomb of St. James, is one of the great pilgrimage sites through all of the history of the Church, as well as Our Lady of the Pillar, in Zaragoza. Faithful Catholics for millennia have gone to these great intercessors to help them in their spiritual lives and to ask for temporal favors too. So let us go to St. James as an intercessor. Ask for a little bit of that zeal that was such a part of him and his spirituality. Most importantly, let us go to our Blessed Mother, who will always be there, who will always comfort us in our afflictions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.